So, first of all, could you tell me just how fake are these?
Well, to somebody who's never handled a cuneiform tablet from Iraq, they might seem okay. But at the British Museum, we have specialists of this sort of material. And to my colleagues, it was as clear as day, because the clay is wrong, the shapes are wrong. We have objects that look more like Toblerone bars than ancient tablets. And the inscriptions themselves are a whole jumble of signs that wouldn't be legible or readable to anyone in ancient times.
Could you tell me a bit more about the process you went to ascertain they were fake?
Well, we always begin by asking for pictures from law enforcement. So we look at those, and then we ask to see the actual objects themselves, because that is always key in an investigation. So Border Force brought the objects to the British Museum. We unpacked them together. And within minutes, it was obvious that the entire consignment in these trunks were fake.
So is there a trend of fakeries and forgeries of this type?
Well, I think people have been faking objects for centuries. And in the case of cuneiform tablets from Mesopotamia, somebody has been faking tablets for at least two centuries. In fact, almost 50 years before cuneiform could be read, somebody in southern Iraq was making them for somebody. So there's a long pattern and trend of faking and forging. But probably what we're seeing here is the effect of supply and demand, where the demand is constant, yet the supply is intermittent of the original objects looted from sites. Then, of course, the market turns to modern copies. And I think that's what we're seeing here.
So is this consignment normal for a find of forged artefacts?
We see far more forged artefacts on the market than originals, in fact. So it's quite an important point to make through the media like this, that there are lots and lots of fakes of different qualities, some very good, some screamingly bad.
So, looking at them and reading a little bit about them, if they went to the trouble of making the fake clay pieces look good and real, why didn't they get the cuneiform right?
I think they were probably relying on a very uninformed buyer who couldn't read cuneiform, who'd probably never even handled a real object, and perhaps was sold the group of objects, or the ready-made collection, if you like, on the basis of low-grade images.
Interesting. So what's next for these pieces?
Well, we're going to keep them for training and display purposes. So we have a case where in the British Museum where we regularly rotate recently seized objects prior to repatriation. And we thought in this case it would be a really good example to put a display of fakes out there so that people can understand the work of curators, how we know what we do, and the role of specialists. We'll also use them for training purposes for curators and for law enforcement. And we're considering putting some out on the handling desks that we have for the public when we reopen the museum and that service for the public.